Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome back to your daily dose of inspiration and encouragement on the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so thrilled to be with you today. Whether you're just waking up, commuting, or settling into your day, I want you to know that God has something powerful for you today. Today's devotional is titled, Keep Your Eyes on Him, and our Bible text for this message comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, which says, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want to start today with a story I came across in Randy Pausch's The Last Lecture. Many of you may have heard of it. Randy was a computer science professor who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and in his lecture, he shared how he chose to focus not on his illness, but on his purpose, his dreams, and the people around him. Despite the pain, despite the fear, he kept his eyes on what truly mattered, and in doing so, inspired millions. Friends, how often do we let distractions, stress, fears, the opinions of others, pull our eyes away from Jesus, from the one who can carry us through every trial? Just like Randy, we need to keep our focus on what is eternal, on what is life-giving, and on what is anchored in God. Let me ask you, what is pulling your attention away from God today? Maybe it's worry about your finances, a challenging relationship, or uncertainty about your future. Whatever it is, I want you to hear this. God is bigger than any distraction, bigger than any challenge you're facing. Psalm 121 verse 1-2 reminds us, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So here's a question for reflection. Are you lifting your eyes to the right place, to the source of your help and strength? If not, it's never too late to refocus. Take a moment right now and commit to keeping your gaze on him, because when you do, everything else starts falling into place. Let's dig a little deeper. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 reminds us that Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before him. That means he had a vision, a purpose, and a focus that kept him moving forward, no matter the pain. And the same principle applies to you. Even in your struggles, even when life seems unfair, keeping your eyes on him gives you strength to endure, joy to embrace, and courage to move forward. I want to ask you another question. Are you trusting God enough to stay focused on him, even when the storm is raging? Remember, Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That includes keeping your focus, your hope, and your faith anchored in him. Take a minute today to ask yourself, what am I allowing to steal my focus from God? Once you identify it, write it down, and make a conscious decision to redirect your gaze back to Jesus. Pray for strength to stay focused. Meditate on his word. Let his promises guide your eyes, your heart, and your steps. In conclusion, friends, keeping your eyes on him is not a one-time event. It's a lifestyle. It's choosing to see God in every situation, trusting him with every challenge, and following him with every step. As you go today, make this positive declaration. Say it out loud with me. Today, I will keep my eyes on Jesus. I will not be distracted by fear, worry, or doubt. I trust him to guide my steps, strengthen my heart, and lead me to victory. I am focused, I am blessed, and I am walking in his purpose. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for your word that reminds us to keep our eyes on you. I pray for every listener today. Strengthen their focus, calm their fears, and fill their hearts with joy and purpose. Help us to see you in every situation and trust you in every step. We commit this day into your hands. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Before you go, remember this. Share this podcast with a friend who needs encouragement today. Let's keep spreading God's hope and inspiration everywhere we go. And as you move through your day, keep your eyes on Him. He is your anchor, your guide, and your victory. Until next time, keep winning with Jesus.
In life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.